The Sentai Review, Episode 137, 2009, Shinkinger Robo. Hey, we're back to Robos. Yay, Robos.
I guess, even though we basically said, hey, everybody should be here, but, apparently everybody's pissed off and mad, and, well, Shane is technically moving, so even if he wasn't being a butthurt little bitch, you know, he still might not be here, but, yeah, everybody else is, mad or has a million and one excuses as to why they can't be here, and, yeah, we're running the show by ourselves, which, could spell the end of the Sentai Review, if not all of Fandom Night altogether, if nobody can be here. I understand work and shit, but, you know.
Yeah. And we heard a bill might. Oh, yeah, we might want to address that bill issue. Instead of thinking that he'd be gone until June, he might be back sooner.
He might be back sooner, but he has the day off today.
With Gwen.
Even with Gwenny, we're at Jeremy's. The girls are here.
So,
Seth Sario Lovell.
Scott Action Jackson.
Startup Robo.
Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, that was the contact info, and,
Oh, and I guess I did kind of fuck up, because I did say Jeremy had the kids, didn't he?
Yeah, you kind of, I think
okay,
you said
you,
that?
So you, I think I did, I don't know, either way, you know, the girls' rooms are upstairs, and there's toys and shit, but, it's whatever.
So, hopefully I got that name right of the Shinkinger. It's the Samurai Power Rangers.
Yep. So, all right, I'm ready for the fans to be pissed because something tells me they were waiting for, you know, everybody to be back and ready to go. But again, apparently I pissed off Nick and I pissed off Shane and Bill's busy. So, I mean, you know, nobody's here but us again. So,
like we stated, we carry on the show as much as we can. So
yeah, as much as we can, but something tells me we're going to get to that point where even though we're about ready to hit that button and start making some actual money off doing the show we've been doing for... What, a fucking decade plus now? I think decades plus worth of work might be going out the window here soon. If
where I've only been part of maybe a little over half of it.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, either way, let's get into this.
Okay. First, oh boy.
1,000 robos.
Yeah, all right. Most of them are probably going to be arm here, arm there, change,
yep,
change.
Exactly. And, of course, you and I are both blind, so we can't read it, because it's not like you have the list up in front of you.
Actually, it can.
Yeah, I was about
since
to
I
say,
got the folders in here, too. We're looking at the folders on a TV in Jeremy's living room, which is where we're recording, and also using my laptop here to record it on. So, yay, using both.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm trying to play Half-Life in the meantime when there's shit I don't give a fuck about, which seems to be all of today.
Oh, from what I'm looking at, we might not have that many of each of the folders, so...
No, that's fine.
But,
normally when you do this shit, it's only one or two pictures anyway.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you're in the right one.
Yeah.
I know, you're trying to use two mice at the same time, I know.
I'm looking at the one in front of me and controlling the one to the left, so it's like, what the...
Yeah.
Okay, first off is Daigoyu. Daigoyu? Okay.
I fucking do the thing.
Anyway. Click it.
Scott Butch is the name.
One picture.
Shane's not here.
Yeah.
He's busy packing.
Yeah, he's busy packing for his move, so.
Yep.
Actually, when was his move? Or when is...
I thought that he was moving on Friday, seeing as how this is a Saturday after I thought it was, but apparently they're still packing and moving into his new place, which I guess is the upcoming Friday?
So you
from this recording, anyway, so anybody listening to this in the future timeline.
So you were kind of a week off.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way, I just whatever. I ain't got to move a shit because I'll be stuck at work
all right,
dealing with idiot customers.
Here's this one that looks like one of those lanterns, at least as
far
as the chest area.
Yeah, the chest does kind of look like a paper lantern, but the rest of them is slightly unimpressive.
The rest of them looks like parts of Transformers and GoBots and stuff. You got blue on the, I guess, knee down as far as the legs. And then you got some blue on the arms.
That's right. It was on the fucking main page. On my main bar. Okay, there we go. I forgot a tabulational device, and I got my computer in front of me, so I didn't give no fuck.
Make sure it's...
It's one picture. Even if it's on play, it's going to loop the same picture.
But still. And then he's got some kind of weird badge thing on his head, his forehead.
I give Heil Hitler bot a 2. I'm done with this guy. I kind of don't care. To be quite honest, this dude, who cares? Or at least for me. I mean, like I said, I think it might just be like the mood of the day I'm in.
Yeah.
Just because it's been, you know, one of those fucking long days already.
I think I'll throw him a 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, 2.5, moving on.
Alright. Next up we should have Daikai Shino. Shinkino. Hold on, let me try that again. Denkai Shinkino. Yeah. One pitcher.
Yep. Alright, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, that's a little more interesting. This is looking really feudal Japan type of stuff here.
Except for the crab legs on his head. That's like, don't get me wrong. I understand what they're going for with the fucking...
So his head has crabs.
But technically, he would have lice if it's on his head. He would have crabs if it's on his dick. And I can't think of what the other one is. There's an actual term for body lice. Fuck. I don't know, whatever.
But, I'm guessing these are, like, swords here from his...
Yeah, he's dual-wielding.
See if I can...
If we had a better one of the sides, I think there's something to the sides of his legs, but I can't remember.
Yeah, one leg is green.
Well, one's going to be the Green Ranger and one's going to be the Blue Ranger, but I mean, like, the shit off to the side. I want to say the pattern on the sides where you see the gray and shit. I'm almost certain that there's actually some significance to that, but for some reason, I can't think of it.
Yeah, I'd say overall, this one does it look like an upgrade from the previous one that we saw. Even though it looks a bit more outrageous.
Right.
I think I'll go 3.3. Cell's using his laptop for the tabulation device.
I hit a wrong button. You know what? I'll give that guy a 3. And then we divide by the 2. 3.15. Moving on.
Alright. Next up should be Daikai O Hig. Man, I am going to be... This whole episode is going to be Scott Butcher's names.
Well, it just means you got to remake the graphic is all.
Okay, Daikai O Higashi? Yeah, we'll go with that.
I don't know.
Huh.
Crab people. But anyway.
Looks like a previous form from the previous one. Kind of.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about him where, like, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot going on, but at the same time, it looks like there's, like, way too much going on at the same time. Like, the over-design aspect, especially for the robos themselves, just kind of seems to be a standard pattern. Like, I'm glad it's not a matter of, oh, I took the Green Ranger off of my foot and put him on my hand.
Well, considering how many folders there are, I'm not surprised if there is going to be this stuff like that, but...
True, but I mean, so far it hasn't been that, and for that I'm appreciative, but... I don't know, some of these forms just... I don't know, I feel like it's almost more of like self-fulfilling prophecy at this time. Like, the last so many fucking Zords have all been, I took the fucking leg and put it on my hand, and now I have a drill hand, and then I took the other leg and I put it on my other hand, and now I've got a drill leg, and or a drill arm and a fucking shooty gun. And, oh no, now they're back on, my legs are back on my legs, which means, you know, now I've got a drill foot. And a shooty gun foot, but then I've also got a bandsaw for my arm, and I've got a fucking nipple pinchy hand for the fucking stop it. Like, I didn't mind it when I was watching Q-Ranger, seeing as how they finally ended, but, or at least at the time of the recording, it's finally all ended. So, congratulations, Scott, you can start watching Lupin Rangers on the 11th. By the way, it's the 10th. Get on it.
Well, that's when I can figure out where to watch it, so...
Yeah, I got a couple of places, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I mean, it's one of those things where, like, I didn't mind it in that show, just because, even though technically speaking, yes, it counts as another form, at the end of the day, it's still the exact same Megazord. And I feel like that's kind of what's been throwing me, is, like, after watching that, and now I'm seeing it happen in this... Technically speaking, it just needs to be one form. It's the main Zord. Like, the main Zord is, you know, Q-Reno, and then fucking, which I know I probably said the wrong, you know, Megazord there, but, you know, you have the main...
We all butcher the names. What are you talking about?
No, I mean, I think I said the wrong one, because there's Q-Reno, Ruteno, I know it's not Ho-Oh Voyager. That one's easy since it's its own Megazord. But you know what I mean, like, it's basically, it's like, it's the main fucking Megazord, you know, just like the Megazord is the Megazord, and fucking Turbo Ranger Megazord is Turbo Ranger Megazord, since we got done watching that, just to find out nobody's gonna be here, and nobody fucking watched Turbo except for you and me, and I almost want to say fuck it, and do the Turbo review without anybody else here.
Well, considering we kind of... upgraded slightly from Masked Rider to Turbo.
Yeah, it's true. But even so, you know what I mean? Like, that's the main Zord. Like, if something happens and it gets an upgrade, or, you know, it switches parts, it doesn't matter. It's still the same thing, just in a slightly different format. And I feel like that's what's kind of been slowing this down, is it's one fucking Megazord. You're just going, oh, it has a different name because they named it different because the leg is on the head as a hat. Boot go on head. Boot is hat.
Do you have a license for that boot?
Well, boot can't go on foot. Don't have license for boot on foot. Need boot on hat. Have license for hat. Boot go on head.
We're Final Fantasy in this shit.
Yes. But you know what I mean. Like, just because they did that, technically speaking, it counts because they gave it another name. But really, at the end of the day, if it's the same fucking Megazord, I feel like it all needs to be, like, same Megazord. And then just be like... you know, make a note in the side and be like, oh, by the way, this is where the fucking foot comes off and becomes a hat.
See,
and this is where his butt comes off and becomes his face.
See, with shit like that, it should be easy to make different Megazords, and that's to just get one additional form from, like, another Megazord.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
like we know,
like,
from our Mighty Morphin.
As soon as the sixth comes in, yeah. Yeah, exactly. But some of these shows, they don't do that, and... either way, we're not talking about this guy, so I think that says a lot about this guy. So for me, he's getting a 2.5. No, not a 2.0, 2.5. Goddamn finger.
I think I'm sticking with a 3.
Okay.
Since he does look like he can be a typical workable robo, mecha, whatever.
Yeah, that's true, but I gave a 3 for the other guy. Like, this guy, you can kind of see the hands in the blue, but after that, all I really see is the fucking pinchy crab claws off on his shoulders. And instantly I look at that and I'm like, oh, he's praising the sun with his crab claws, when no, he's not. He's got his hands kind of by his sides. I don't know, his skirt kind of gets in the way.
And whatever wing thing he has behind him.
Yeah, so I mean, but anyway, divide that by the 2 and 2.75.
Okay. On to the next one. Next one is Dai Kai O Kita.
The Kakita clutch? Careful.
If we're lucky. Huh. So, kind of a slight upgrade to the last one. At least it looks like.
These were the samurai guys, right?
Yeah.
The ones with Guitar Grandpa? Or are these the other samurai guys, like the guys who became Power Ranger Ninja Steel or whatever?
I think it was the Ninja Steel one.
Okay. Because I'm wondering why these motherfuckers, all their shit seems to be doing with the ocean. Because now that I'm realizing that their sword is a giant Mario squid. Goddamn blooper. It was horrible.
Horrible.
No, I'm not even trying to do walking. Haven't you ever seen Super Mario Frustration? Gonna load it up. 1-1. And what the fuck? There's no floor? How do you do with the no floor?
I don't think I've seen that one.
This is horrible. This is bad as Family Guy. This is horrible. It's bad as Ann Coulter. The fuck Ann Coulter. This is bad as Ann Coulter. This level is terrible, horrible. Who the fuck designed this? Fucking Bowser's doing stupid shit. What the fuck?
So
goddamn blooper.
So it became a Joe Pesci.
Kinda, yeah. Like it's this guy like in Brooklyn, Jersey type of area, who he goes to play. It's a legit Mario
hack. So for us, it's LB.
Kinda, yeah. It's a little bit LB, but yeah, no. Quite literally, there's a Mario hack called like Super Mario Forever or some shit like that. And literally, like, it's only 4 levels long. I've beaten the game. It is incredibly difficult. Of course, at the same time, I also beat the game after watching other people play it. So I learned some of the tricks to it. Like, you literally, it's to test, like, your speedrunning ability. Because, okay, the first level is basically, it's the introductory, like, troll go fuck yourself course. Because literally, there's no floor. Like, to almost the entire level, there's no floor.
So you're more or less jumping on stuff.
As soon as the game starts, you start in midair. When the level begins, you have to jump at the beginning of the level to get on one block. Like it's just a single block in the middle of nothingness. Bottomless pit and everything. So you have to hold down run. Like as soon as it says, you know, fucking world 1-1, it gives you Mario and then like 3 castle lives. Or no, 3 crown lives. Like you can get when you play... shit, what was the one on the Wii U? 3D World, I think?
Either that or the new Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like the Super Mario Brothers 3D Wii U, whatever the fuck. I don't know, I just remember watching Game Grumps playing and laughing because Dan couldn't play worth a shit, and Aaron's trying to be all serious in a typical fashion. Dan's like, I don't give a fuck, I'm here to sabotage the game. But yeah, like, literally, like, it gives you, like, not even numbered, like, symboled amount of lives.
Hmm.
Because, like, I think it's supposed to be, like, 100, but they don't want you to know that it's actually 100. And, like, literally, you hold down run and you have to jump. So you can hit this platform that's literally one block wide. And you gotta run and jump off that platform. And there's a blooper floating in midair, and you have to, like, bounce off the blooper's head to get into a hole that's, like, a block wide. So you can finally land on your first L platform, so you can try to run and jump. By the way, be careful when you're trying to do the run and jump, because there's an invisible block that you're going to smash your fucking dome piece off of and fall right back down into the bottomless pit. It is pure troll level. Then you get to the second level where it tests your speedrunning abilities because you have to learn how to use the pixel tricks in order to actually warp through the blocks. It's a very specific thing that you have to do. You have to learn how to run, and right as you're about to hit a block, you've got to like pull back like you're trying to stop and then move forward and then pull back and then move forward like in a rocking pattern, but you got to do it like literally like that. Like it's got to be that quick, like. And most human beings can't do that. Unless you're a speedrunner and you've learned that skill. Like, it's fucking insane. And, like, the dude goes off on a giant tirade on it.
Those speedrunners can be just shocking how...
Yeah, oh yeah, I know.
...wicked they can be. But speaking of wicked...
Yeah, we've got Kamen Rider Eyes with a Hercules pincer beetle head and a fucking blooper.
A blooper for a shield.
For shield and sword.
More like an impaling thing, whatever. Plus he's
kind of
got like some weird...
Kind of a pike, maybe.
Some weird roulette wheel behind this thing.
It might double as a gun. I don't know. I never watched the show.
And then this little chest Y thing.
It's a flux capacitor, Scott. Because they've got to go back. Back to the future. They've got to stop this from happening.
Good luck with that.
Scott.
Good luck with that.
Look, once those Rangers get up to 88 miles an hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
So I'm giving this guy a 2.5.
I'll agree to that, so he gets a 2.5. But I'm still doing the full math just so it's in my history so I can remember.
All right. Next up should be...
We need to remember so that way then you don't have to. Because so far whoever got the 3.15 is the one that's winning, and I think that was the second guy?
The Daikai Shinkin Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'll probably end up figuring out anyway.
I don't know. You'll figure it out
later.
Since
I do the screen caps and stuff.
It's whatever.
Next up is Daikai O Minami. I guess it's supposed to be Miami, but something else. Yay, one pick again.
If you remove the red, I'm trying to. I think it's the Hyakushiki, the all gold fucking Gundam. Well, technically it's not a Gundam because technically it was from during the 1 year war period. If memory serves,
Future Scott, look up Gundam Year One.
No, it's 1 year war of Gundam.
1 year war of Gundam. There you go.
And all that's going to do is give you the time period. Like I said, I think it's the Hyakushiki. I think. I'm probably fucking way wrong. Then again, I'm not really the Gundam guy. Bill is. But he's not here. He's busy at home napping. Or pulling his putt or whatever he's doing today. Other than... Well, I mean, he's watching Gwenny, obviously. But he's going to be doing something else. I don't know what he's doing. So I'm just saying he's probably pulling his putt. Because I know if I wasn't here, I would be. Seeing as how we've had to watch two fucking shitty shows back to goddamn back.
I know. Don't remind me. I'd
rather be doing something that was fun and exciting. Not shift into turbo.
Shift into turbo.
Oh, you got sick of that by the third episode too, did you?
Well, it wasn't as bad as...
Master.
Nami, nami, gumi, gumi. Nami, nami, gumi, gumi.
I'd rather be dealing with Bulkan Skull Chimps to Furbus.
Yeah, I'll kind of give you that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, I'm going to look it up. But yeah, that kind of makes him slightly badass, but not by enough.
But yeah, apparently this looks like some previous form of Megazord or Robo with some additional blades.
Okay, yeah, I had the right name, but it's that's not the one I was looking for. Yeah, it's not the Hyakushiki. My bad.
But yeah, this one looks very similar to the Higashi one that we just went through.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to look up the goddamn mechs. Because I know which one I'm fucking talking about, but I can't fucking think of it. The big goddamn gold motherfucker. And I know Bill is like, Bill and Shane are probably both fucking screaming at their phones right now, being like, it's this one, you dumb motherfuck!
I was going to say, at this point in the video, I'll probably will still have it up on the screen, too.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I'll probably also put the name on it, too.
Yeah, because I'll probably fucking remember by then. You'll be like, I'll be like, oh yeah, that was it. And the entire time you're going to be like, it's this one, idiot. It's this one. You're a fucking moron. It's this one. You're like, shut up.
But as far as this guy, yeah, I'll give him a 2.5.
Okay. I'm sorry, Amy's cooking, and for a second there, it smelled like cookies. And I was like, wait, what?
Cookies again.
Cookies. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. So far from what I've seen of this series, he's definitely a 3. So, he got a 2.75, moving on.
Another 2.75. Seems to be a habit with these guys. All right. Next up is Daikai O Nishi.
Yay. I love it when there's only one guy.
And, huh. Looks like he tore off another guy's chest piece to make a shield swatter.
He's got fly swatter?
Something like that. And then the...
Is it the motherfucking... If it is, I swear to God, I'm going to be pissed.
What, you
I'm
think
sorry,
you found
I'm
it?
Still going down the rabbit hole. No, that one didn't it. Okay.
But I was going to say the helmet thing looks way different, so... Looks a little more Cobra Commander-ish.
Cobra!
Okay.
Slightly.
It's got mostly silver with a little white piece in here. Some weird wings come back from the... But, 2.5 for this.
Hold on, give me a minute. Let me give him a real good look, because I'm still trying to look up this Gundam, because it's going to piss me the fuck off. Hey, he's not bad. He kind of reminds me of, the Game Boy version of, what's the Zone of the Enders? Like, one of the villains from that. Like, the shitty mobile suits that you gotta fight. I'll give him a 2.8 just to fuck with the system. He got a 2.65.
What was Jeremy saying? Too bulky?
Well, that's true. No, I'm thinking, like, the ones with, like, the fucking circle top. You know what I mean? Like the circle top heads and like the 80 fucking arms coming out of them. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look, a new name.
Motherfucker, that's what it was. It was the goddamn O.
O?
I'm almost certain it was the O. Son of a bitch. Yep, they've probably been screaming that at their fucking phones, being like, you goddamn idiot. Wait, what? What the fuck are they talking about?
Next up is Kia Shuken O. Another one pitcher.
Yay.
Yay, one pitcher, yay. Huh.
Motherfucker, yeah, it was. It's the O. Big fat fucking gold piece of shit. Oh, look, now he's using the flux capacitor as a weapon.
Or a shield.
More than likely, yeah, you're right. It's probably a shield. There's probably energy that goes in between it type of thing.
And then the base of this robo looks like there could be the main Megazord thing.
Right. Hey, look, the squid's back, and now it's a gun.
Yeah.
Told you, in the other one it was a sword.
And at least the hat is different than Pincher's.
Whoa, hold on. The squid is a gun. Does that mean these guys are playing Splatoon? For real? Because if so, they better be careful about that shit.
It's a Nintendo property, bitches.
Exactly. Best be careful. Nintendo will sue. Although, technically, they did put a wheelchair and a mohawk on it, literally.
Let's see. Yeah, it looked like we got part of a...
Yeah, kind of like the fold-out McDonald's toys from the Shogun Megazord.
Actually, I'm kind of getting that feeling from this one.
Yeah, so am I. Like I said, Shogun... the hat is supposed to be a Shogun hat, but... Like I said, it's meh.
I think I'll go with a 3.7 with this one. Because I don't know, I kind of like it.
Sorry, I needed my drink. Okay, what'd you say?
A 3.7.
3.7. I don't mind him. Like, he's not bad, but he's not quite there for me. I'm going to give him, like, a 3.4. 3.55 for that guy. Moving on.
Okay. Next up is Kabuto Shuken O. Yay, one.
Right, but considering the fact that it's...
Oh, it is the base one.
Yep.
Wait. That's what most of these feel like they're bits and pieces from, Shogun Zords.
We need the pissin' bot. His arms are on fire.
Jeremy still thinks it's the best bot ever. Because it is. You piss on your foes once you beat them.
Are those cannons inside the, quote, horns on the hat?
Maybe.
See, you see what I'm...
Yeah, it's
possible. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Cannons or missile slots.
Well, I'm saying it
maybe along the side
like
here, too.
It's either like a sea turtle on his head, or it's a fucking really retarded-looking bird. And I know somebody's going to correct me, because you guys have been correcting me, but then again, there's a reason why it is I usually only throw my 2 cents in and don't try to carry any of the shows, is because I don't know shit. I've admitted that multiple times. I don't know a fucking thing.
We are not professionals. We are not experts. We are not experts.
Shit. I am neither a professional nor an expert, nor am I even an amateur or a wannabe. I don't know jack or shit. Those are the only two things I know is jack and shit. And jack taking a shit. I guess I know that one too. That's an old reference. I mean, old reference. You got to be following the channel for a long time to get that reference. Taking a shit! It's the only bathroom in the house!
I'm waiting for us to do an upgrade to that.
Maybe one of these days. Again, very highly doubtful, especially with the way that nobody can show up, nor do they want to, seeing as how, either way. That's something more I'll go into more detail in on the What's Up, but yeah.
I'm going to 4.
Oh, right, I should hit buttons instead of staring blankly at this guy. Not blankly, but judgmentally.
Judgmentally.
I'm not going to lie, I've kind of got my art critic face on right now, just, being very stoic and chewing the scenery in the scene. Overacting without acting. No, sir, I don't like it. I'll give him a 3.6. Yeah, he's not terrible. He's not that great. Like, he's not at a 4 to me, but he's definitely, like, there's a few things that they could have done to made this dude a hell of a lot better, and I think if we would have had a couple more pictures, he probably would have been a hell of a lot better to me, but based off just this, and I'm pretty sure there's fans out there screaming their hearts out right now, how could you do this to me? This guy is the best. You should have got more photos. Sorry. What we got is what we got. Sorry. There we go. So that man got himself a 3.8. So far that guy is winning. He's Charlie Sheen right now. He's winning.
All right, next up is Kajiji Ki. Kajiki Shuken O. Oh.
Technically, I think that's probably Kajiki, if brain works.
Kajiki.
Right.
Kajiki.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Kajiki, yeah. So, cause Kajiki is, yeah.
So he's got a blue thing for a helmet.
Yeah, swordfish.
And
technically a marlin, but yeah, swordfish.
So more or less he's got a swordfish.
Yep. Because
his weapons.
Well, no, he's got a swordfish on his head.
Oh, okay.
That's what that pointy fucking New Day unicorn helmet is. That vibrator on his forehead. Oh, wait, no, that's just Biggie. Don't laugh. You know that's what the purpose of that is. They just couldn't get away with it, not without, you know, being smart asses.
But the weapon is...
God damn it. Now all I have is fucking Metalocalypse in my head. Yeah, check out this god piece. That's actually a dildo. Strap-on dildo. Hey, screw you guys. You guys would know a good god piece if it bit you in the face. No, it's all right. Scott was busy laughing at me. He was like, "What the fuck, guy?"
No, no, I'm still thinking about the whole
Biggie with the unicorn with the unicorn horn, which is technically a strap-on dildo on his forehead. Yeah, I know. Did it only just dawn on you? Because I've known it since day fucking one.
No, no, I mean because of the little reference that they had at the beginning of one WrestleMania to reference Xavier.
Yeah. Why'd you have to remind me? All right, fair enough. God damn it. Oh, I'm moving on.
But,
Or not moving on, because that means we're done with this guy. We're diverting from that sidetrack. That's what we're doing.
I mean, he's got a, well, I'd say, kind of Darth Maul-ish blading.
Yeah, it's a dual blade. Double-sided blades have been used for forever. Hell, in most cultures, anyone who usually wields a double-sided blade, usually they're a badass, because not only do you have to have power, but you also have to have skill with both your dexterity and your speed as well. Because usually they make those blades very light but very sharp, but they're also very sturdy, so that way then you can go up against the motherfucker who has, like, a giant-ass buster sword. You know, Cloud Strife-esque fucking, you know, broadsword.
I'd say that...
And still keep up.
The issue I have with this weapon is that the handle looks a bit too long to me.
No, it's meant to be that way.
It's supposed to be?
Yeah. It's basically, it's a bow staff, but you kicked out the ends and you put fucking swords on it.
Hmm.
That's basically what that weapon is. Like, literally, the whole point of learning a bow staff is so you can learn the control in order to master that weapon. That and for it to also be non-lethal. But considering the fact of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, no, the bow staff is its own thing. It's only meant for that. No, no, no. Bow staff is a training weapon. It can be used for martial defense, and it can be used as an actual legit weapon. But on the battlefield, against an actual sword, a bow staff ain't doing you shit. Unless you sharpen the end and turn it into a javelin, but...
I think I'll give this a 3.5.
I don't know, the weapon's pretty cool, the fact that he actually has a stance, but again, the other problem comes down to the thing that's really been killing him for me is his fucking legs.
His legs?
Look at them motherfuckers, do you think that bitch can bend at the knee?
Not really.
How does he even, like, he fucking, like, robot machine heavy walks, like he's gotta poop. You know what I mean? He does that walk that you do when, you know... You're literally 2 seconds away from shitting your pants, you know. You got your hands on your ass, and you're kind of like scuttle stepping, like, oh, fuck, gotta get, oh, never mind. Need to change my socks now. Like, I'm almost certain he's going to walk like that. And I mean, he can move, like, you could tell, like, the upper half, yeah, he can move. It's the fucking feet are too goddamn big, too goddamn boxy. He can't move the knees, because if you look at where the fucking the
legs go in?
Well, the square and the fucking the octagon. Or no, that's one, two. No, excuse me, hexagon. Excuse me. But if you look at those, like, that's where his kneecaps are. That's where he's bending at the knee. Like, unless I see a shot of this motherfucker from the back, which you're never going to see, Like, unless it divots in, so that way then he actually does have room to bend his knee, and those are just really high shin and knee guards, that motherfucker ain't walking to save his life. Like I said, like, the upper half looks awesome. If it was, like, the upper half with, like, a skinny lower half, fuck yeah, this dude would be getting a five. But the thing that keeps setting these Rangers back is their fucking legs are too big and too boxy. I don't know how the fuck these guys are walking.
Carefully.
Without a soldering iron stabbed into the face. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just going to give him a 3-5 as well, just so I can have the basic math simple for me. I mean, he's still not winning, but I mean, I don't know. If they could find other legs, maybe use their squid sword as some legs.
Next up is...
Of course, then again, I've seen that anime too many times. It's technically not an anime at that point, but...
Kuryu Ryu Samurai Haho. Haho? Haho. Oh, two pictures.
Oh, hey, two photos. Hey, look at that. Finally, some comparison. Never mind. That one sucks. Too tiny. Zoom in.
That's what I'm trying to.
Okay, now's better. Is that a fucking... Is that a rabbit head or a shark head? Or is that a rabbit head trying to be a shark head?
Hold on. That does not help.
No. No, it doesn't. What the fuck?
Nope. Back. I have no fucking clue. Plus, it looks like it's already got too much shit on it already.
I think this is... excuse me.
You think this is their ultimate Daisuujin?
Yeah, I think this is all of them combined. Because look at the head, look at the chest.
Which head?
Look at the arms. you're kind of right. He does have like 12 different fucking hats on. He literally looks like the one bitch who used to dance around with the fucking apples and bananas on her head.
You know what this calls for?
Next. Yeah, see, look, he's got all the different masks on and all the same, you know, in all the same position. He's got fucking all the shit on his sides. He's got the super-duper legs going. The fucking arm-shoulder pieces that were there before. Oh, excuse me. Because he's got the fucking... Damn it, why did I move? Ow. No, I just fucked up my back by moving.
Ow.
But yeah, no, because look, he's got the fucking... The evil Akuma thing, like the evil Akuma symbol on his fucking, on the pinks, you know, the pink side, and then the fucking, the Toei animation symbol on his fucking left leg. Because that's his, to our right, that would be his left. So on the blue. No, you go back down. What the fuck is with those feet? He already couldn't move before. Do they really need to trap him?
Unless
this is the ultimate go fuck yourself cannon. Why does he have drills coming off of it?
He's got drills.
Why do I have to ask questions? This is Super Sentai. Why do I even need to ask these questions? I should know by now. Shut the fuck up and go with the ride. Motherfucker's got crabs on his head. He's got a dolphin shark sword.
Which must be what we saw on the other one enlarged, because he was using it.
He's got crab pincers coming out of his back. He's got fucking solar flare fire bits coming off of his asshole. He's got drills on the sides of his hands. He's got the little squiddy legs attached to his actual legs, along with the giant base on his feet.
And then the flux capacitors.
Yeah, the flux capacitors in his chest. I'm telling you, this is like their ultimate Daisuujin. Go fuck yourself, blow your face off, cannon mode. And this sucks compared to all the fuck you, fire the everything Zords that we've ever seen, like the giant fortresses.
I'm giving this a fucking 2.
This is what we mean by over-design.
And overkill.
No. Overkill is fine. Overkill is perfectly okay. As long as you don't over-design. Think of that one fucking fortress guy that we saw, like, how many fucking hundreds of episodes ago was it now?
How many Fortress guys have we come across, though?
It was one of the first ones we saw. The one that was literally like the building transformer that had like cannons on cannons on cannons on cannons on guns on cannons because bitches love cannons. Like that dude, the fucking giant like black fucking fortress with yellow stripes and the fucking the light up shoes so he can see where the fuck he's walking even though he don't need to walk. You remember that guy? That was overkill, but not over-design. This is over-design that is not overkill. This motherfucker gets a 1 from me. So, this bitch got himself a 1.5. He sucks. He is in last place. The only thing worse than him is a 0, and there's no Shane to hand out 0s.
All right, on to the next thing.
He's got to move into a new place.
Next up,
he's butthurt, because fucking, yeah, I'll explain that one later in the What's Up. So, if you're not subscribed to the What's Up feed, subscribe to the What's Up feed to know what I'm talking about.
Koei Ryu,
hold on. Sorry.
Shuken O.
God damn it, I forgot I left my wireless mouse on and accidentally clicked it with my toe.
And then, back to one picture, yay!
Yay! See?
Oh.
He's got a dolphin shark sword.
That looks a little more badass.
Yeah, yeah, actually it does. Excuse me.
He's got a new crown for a helmet.
Oof, god damn, that monster burger's coming back to kick my ass.
Bit of a rainbow on it, too. Another roulette thing on here.
The helmet, to me, is the only thing that's over-designed. Like, the rest of him looks fucking great. Well, I mean, other than, of course, the fucking shoes where he can't goddamn walk, but considering the fact that that's what we've been looking at this entire fucking time.
Well, the main base is similar to their normal Megazord mode, so.
Of course, at the same time, the way this looks, it also looks like it's like a fan drawing. Like, not so much like the Megazord in action.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I kind of got to take that with a bit of a grain of salt, but
I'm going 3.7.
I'm giving that guy a 4.4. So, overall, that man got himself a 4.05. Look at your new winner and bask in his glory. A shitty helmet. Because really, that's the only thing that would have, like, fix the helmet, fix the knees, perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's all you need in a Megazord. Perfect. Other than, again, the helmet is too much, and the fucking knees, fix them so motherfucker look like he can move.
Next up is Mu Gyu Dai. Oh, wow. That's some major butchering there.
The next one is this guy.
This guy.
A fucking bull with a
gun.
not just a gun. Do you not see the shoulder rockets on this bitch? He has a gigantic cannon that has an extended magazine on the side. But he also has shoulder-mounted cannons with the fucking 9-tube rockets. Like, 9 tubes worth of rockets sitting on each shoulder. Now that, my friend, is overkill. Especially yes. For a single Zord.
Yeah.
Because I'm almost certain that's not a Megazord. I'm almost certain that dude is just a side Zord.
Like additional characters, extra
yeah,
Zord.
Yeah, like you know, they're fucking like it's a Green Ranger that, you know. He's going to fuse up with the main Megazord. Like, what? Holy shit.
I'm going 4.
Fuck, there's my 5. God damn. All hail the bit boss. Oh, wait. wrong thing. All hail the new winner. 4.5.
4.5.
Don't let him gore you. He'll have to hit you and drag you down to the rock bottom. Kevin Owens. He's another guy with something about bulls, but anyway.
Next up is listed as Samurai Formation 23. I think this was a combination of this group's Zords and some other group's Zords.
No, that looks like that's everybody.
Huh.
Oh, no, because the center guy is the retard with the shark arm.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Okay, then who the fuck is that in the back behind our glorious leader?
Probably somebody we're going to come across.
Well, zoom the fuck in. I want to see if it is or if it's... God, I can't even fucking tell. I'm wondering if maybe this is like a one-time thing where like...
Like that one, the one special that they do with crossovers?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
it probably is.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm wondering if they just crossed over with that one group. Because like I said, I think his is the only Zord that we haven't seen yet. Like, I'm looking at the helmets and I know we've seen, you know, fucking
the Bull Man. The ones on the right we've seen.
Yeah, the ones on the right
we've
seen.
One on the far left and this guy down here we have to come across... Are going to come across.
Oh, I didn't even notice that guy. Yeah. I was trying to look in between that dude, thinking that was just something that the bull guy was holding, like it was a weapon or something. That's a neat little formation, but not worth grading. Yeah. Next.
Alright. Next up. Samurai. Ha. Oh. Ha. One picture. Ha. Oh.
Isn't that the same motherfucker? He just... Yeah.
The other one was called Kuryu Samurai. Hao. So the other one had an additional... shark thing is missing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. The shark is missing. Fucking really? Oh no, I lost my shark sword. Well, now I'm a new Zord. I'm still gonna fuck your face over. No, you're not.
Two. Now scratch that. One.
I'm giving him a one. Basic math done.
Next up.
The only other thing I could have given that guy is a zero, but he still looks fairly alright, but the fact that, once again, they gave him a different name just because he lost, like, one or two pieces. Oh my god.
Shinken Daiguyu. Oh look, it's an unknown pick.
Good. Isn't that just the same dude that we'd seen earlier? He just has, like...
The legs are different.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just got, like, the new legs, like...
Yeah, because the first one was just called Daiguyu.
So that means then that the lantern is the base form, and then as soon as they run into the green and the blue rangers later on, that's when they get all the...
Looks like the arms change, too, a bit, so...
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, because that's after pink and yellow join up.
Three.
2.5. So 2.75 altogether. Moving on. Fucking punk bitch. I got all excited thinking it was about to start getting better.
Shinken O.
Oh, look. The Shogun has a shield.
Yep.
And he put his katana up.
Yep.
Scott. Why haven't I put away this calculator and started playing Half-Life again?
3.3.
I asked you a question.
Do you want me to give an answer?
No, because I already know the fucking answer. It's a rhetorical question. I can't even remember what I gave that motherfucker. I'd give him the same fucking score. It's the same goddamn thing. They just gave him a shield. Who the fuck cares?
We're talking about changing arms and stuff?
Yes.
And here we go. We're getting into that.
Who the fuck cares? I mean, well, look, I mean, at least it's a little bit different. All he did is he gained a different weapon. So, I mean, that I could kind of understand. But again, it's the same fucking thing. They gave him a shield. Who the fuck cares that he got a shield? So, now all of a sudden he needs a new name?
The guys who make the toys.
Exactly. Who the fuck cares? God damn it, Bandai. God damn it. Starting to get worse than a forgetful Toriyama. At least when Toriyama is forgetful, all that means is he just kind of forgot that somebody has stretchy arms or the ability to regrow his body or
And it comes up later.
Yeah, or the fact that fucking Cybermen have the exact same power level as a Raditz. And that, technically speaking, Nappa had the ability to grow fucking Cybermen. Which means Vegeta should have had the ability to grow Cybermen. Which means Vegeta should have been able to take his fucking Cybermen reserves to Namek, grew Cybermen, and said, "Go kill Frieza's bitches for me." And taken out a lot more bitches. Or run distraction tactics. But no, he forgot.
Seth,
so we got
a distraction.
Something different. I'm not forgetful, Toriyama. I don't forget shit that easily. I may never mention it again. But if it's important to me, I ain't gonna forget it. And this is important, goddammit. Why did you change the name just to give a bitch a shield? Should have given a bitch a cannon. Bitches love cannons. That would have been fucking different. What the fuck, Bandai? Okay.
Shapes and symbols on the shield, too.
Fuck it. I'm giving him a 2. Let me divide by the 2. 2.65. Fuck that guy. Yay, right. 2 left.
Tenku Shinken-O.
Oh, good. That means it's going to be the Shinken-O, only they've changed something else. Let me guess, did this bitch get a shield too?
He got some stuff.
Oh, look, the drill arms, only now they're his nipples. And his shoulders, I guess, too. And whatever the fuck those on-fire flamey things are.
Those are his shoulder weapons.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I was about to say, really? Because they don't look like they're attached to the shoulder. At least that black one doesn't. But I forgot, they're on the balls of fire. Goodness gracious, great balls of pissing balls. God damn it, pissing balls. It's in my mouth. Pissing Zord pissed in my mouth. I'm not happy. Not happy at all, Scott. It's not the same, is it, Steve? Anyway.
That's going to be fun going back and finding an image of that.
What? Going to try to find...
Behold!
Corn! I'm not really all that hungry. God damn it, now I did that voice, and all I can think of is, "Hey, what do you want? I need help." "Well, you need help with what?" "Well, look, I just need your help. Can you get over here?" "I can't. I'm at the store." "You're at the store?" "Yeah." "Well, what are you doing at the store?" "I'm buying clothes." "Okay. Well, I find a soup." "What do you mean all you can find is soup?" "All I can find is soup. Get out of the soup aisle. All right, fine. I'm going to another aisle. There's just more soup. What do you mean there's more soup? There's just more soup. Where are you buying clothes at? At the soup store. Why are you buying clothes at the soup store? Fuck you. No, fuck you. I love purple eyes. This shit is always funny. Just because it's so fucking ridiculous.
But he got the bullhead from the other Mr. Blaster thing.
Actually, I think a good portion of the body is the bullhead.
Yeah.
Now that I'm seeing the base form and I could point it out as opposed to the rest of it.
And the BS knees.
Yeah, and then the retarded fucking shin guard knee pads like he's a fucking hockey goaltender. Because technically you're a goalie, they can't move worth a shit. Why? They're not supposed to. Because in the game of hockey, if you're the goalie, you're only supposed to move, a foot on either side. Just to make sure that a motherfucker don't drop a puck on you.
I'm going to give this a 4.
Oh, I forgot we had to score this motherfucker. 2. Because I am too done with this shit. 3.
Okay. And on to the last one of the day. Yay.
And I know that made no sense, but if I shut the fuck up, did it on purpose.
Tora
said something a second ago, but I just realized I still left the fucking mouse on. It's like, wait a minute. Flip that off.
Tora Shinkin O. Oh, boy.
Three. Oh, well, look at that. He got a tree. All right, are we done? Can I go back to fucking playing Half-Life 1?
That should be it. I mean, of course, we got our winner here, the Mugu Gaipan? Yeah, something like that. Mr.
Yay, Bullhorn.
Man. Yeah, Bullhorn with the shoulder missiles and ray gun.
It's the Ox King. From Dragon Ball. Not Z, but Dragon Ball.
So that means he's going to be watered down for Z.
Yep. And that's all I got to say left about that.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.